it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into the Denver Sports Podcast. We are presented by Breckenridge Brewery. As always, check out the Broncos Country Pale Ale from Breck Brew this month. If you don't know where to get it, check out their beer locator online, breckbrew.com. Just type in their zip or your zip code. Shows you exactly where to get Breckenridge Brewery, no matter where you are. On today's the Denver Sports Podcast, I'm joined by Susie Hunter from DNVR Rockies.
Hello.
Obviously, we're talking about Todd Helton.
But I figured that's what the topic was. Yeah, super excited. Like I said right before we went live, he's my whole personality right now.
He is your whole personality. What do you mean by that exactly?
I have just, ever since we got this news, I've been so excited about it. But also, you know, all the lead up to it, it was getting real stressful. I thought it was going to be really close.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of, all my eggs have been in this basket. So I'm glad it went the way it did for me. And I think it's huge for Rockies fans right now.
Absolutely. I mean, Todd Helton makes the Hall of Fame earlier this week. Second Rocky to go in after Larry Walker went in a couple of years ago. My first question for you, did you think he was going to get in?
I thought he was going to get in, but I was very cautiously optimistic. I thought it was going to be really close. I thought it was going to be by like a vote because he was just 11 votes shy last year.
Right.
And I thought he was a shoo-in to get in. And then all of a sudden, all these voters started dropping him from their ballots where they'd previously voted for him. That made me nervous. So I was like, you know, I think he's still going to get in. I think it's going to be like a vote. And it was not that close. He ended up with just under 80% of all those voters.
Yeah. The voting process for Hall of Fames in every sport, it feels like there's something wrong with every process in every sport. Like Bill Simmons always talks about if he was the sports czar, what he would do. If there was a sports czar, if I was a sports czar, I would regulate the entire Hall of Fame voting process across every sport. Mm-hmm. I would make it just more, I would regularize it all because it feels ridiculous. Parts of the baseball Hall of Fame voting process, and we were talking about this before we started, but for the NBA, the sport I cover, there's this committee, this secret committee of Hall of Fame voters. Nobody knows who they are. Nobody knows if they're ex-players, coaches, executives. Nobody knows who these people are, but they get together secretly and
that's
pick
crazy.
The Hall of Famers every year for the NBA. So if I was the world sports czar, I would make every Hall of Fame voting process open and public and the same. The baseball one, there seems like there's some faults with it as well.
It does seem like there are some faults. I actually didn't realize also that like the NBA Hall of Fame was like such a secret society.
Oh, it's crazy.
I didn't realize that before we had this.
It's 25 people and we don't even know who these 25 people are.
It's giving Illuminati. So baseball voting, not like that. It's writers. And once you've been a member of the BBWAA for long enough, then you're one of the voters and you can make your ballot public if you want to. You don't have to. Apparently a few years ago, writers actually voted like, yeah, screw it. Make them all public. Mm-hmm. And the Hall of Fame said no to that. So writers still have the option to keep their vote private, make them public. And that is what makes it interesting. I actually love that we know exactly who is voting and we can know who votes for whom. Because, I mean, there are some guys where there was one voter who first of all, had dropped Todd Helton from his ballot from 1 year to the next. There was
I gotta cut you off. That makes zero sense.
It doesn't.
How can you decide 1 year that Todd Helton is worthy of the Hall of Fame? It's not like he's still playing.
It's not like he put up bad numbers last year. If anything, he put up good numbers. He donated a ton of money to charity here in Colorado last year. He's a good human being. And it's weird that people dropped him. The argument that we saw online from a lot of these voters who were public about why they dropped him were like, oh, well, we do need to keep the Hall of Fame exclusive. And, you know, that is fair. Keep it exclusive so it stays good. But at the same time, like, if you're not going to explain why your decision changed on this one guy, then it feels like a power trip to me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the process works in some ways. The process is frustrating in other ways, basically.
Yeah. And especially for a guy like Helton who doesn't have the steroid HGH allegations hanging over his head. He played the game the right way. He put up crazy numbers. He's got the longevity. Now, I'm just looking at this from a baseball outsider point of view. Yeah. It seems like the main reason why people did not want to vote for him or might have left him off their ballot had something to do with him playing at Coors Field.
Yeah, big.
Do you think that's the main reason why it took him a year or two to get in?
Yeah, so this was his sixth year. So it took him 6 years. So he wasn't like at the cusp where he was like, this was make or break. So that comforts me in that it only took him 6 years rather than like the full 10 or maybe not at all. But Coors Field, the writers who were really public about why they didn't vote for Helton brought up the Coors Field effect. One went as far to say as, you know, he played at Coors, and not to hold Coors against him, but like those numbers should have been better if he was playing at Coors. I'm like, okay, that's literally holding Coors against him. Do you hear yourself? You're supposed to be a writer. You're supposed to be good with words. Can you do better words?
Yeah.
Can we get some better words about this? So that's the frustrating part, is that it really feels like guys just look at the surface. They're just looking at like the bare numbers. They are just going by the narrative that we've heard about Coors Field for the past 31 years at this point. And that's frustrating because especially there, we were talking about this before, baseball is all numbers. It's all stat. You have all of those numbers available for you. You can just do a little bit of research on the select guys who are on the ballot. And it just seems a little lazy that guys are using Coors Field as the argument against Todd Helton.
Absolutely. And it's not like it was his fault he played at Coors Field.
Yeah. I mean, he did want to stay a Rocky for his whole career. But, I mean, it's everyone who actually covers the Rockies knows that it is harder to play 162 games when you are bouncing between Coors Field and sea level.
That's a good point.
It is so much harder. It is so much harder for your body to recover day in and day out while you're up here. And then you have to readjust when you go to sea level and then adjust back. And it's hard. This is the hardest place to play baseball. And one day we'll figure it out. But I think the Coors Field effect really should be flipped. It should be a positive rather than a negative.
I've never heard a Hall of Fame voter have that argument.
I know, because a lot of them aren't doing their homework. But what are you going to do?
If you had to kind of just sum up what Todd Helton meant to the Rockies, how would you put that into words?
Oh my gosh. I mean, he was there for so long. He had that longevity. He was just an absolutely explosive player. He was there for so many of the big moments in Rockies history and still holds most of the offensive records we have. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be a Rockies legend for a long time. But this Hall of Fame election, I think, means even more than Larry Walker's. Larry Walker was the first Rocky in there, but this one's all ours. Todd Helton just belongs to the Rockies. And it makes me so happy knowing that he was finally validated by a body of national writers as a Hall of Famer.
I love that point because it does feel a little different than when Larry Walker went to the Hall of Fame. Because Todd Helton, when I think of the Rockies, I think of Todd Helton.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. We did a like top 50 greatest Denver sports athlete list last year. And I was in the room for the discussion and the debate. I still don't know how Larry Walker ended up ahead of Todd Helton on that list. I think just because he maybe had the better like talent. He had like the better skill. He was just a better player.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll always think of Todd Helton as the best Rockies player ever.
Yeah.
And the longevity definitely factors into it. How he wanted to stay in Denver factors into it. And I agree. Him only playing for the Rockies, like, he is Mr. Rocky.
He is Mr. Rocky.
You know?
Yes.
And so I agree. It definitely feels a little different than when Larry Walker went in.
Absolutely. I also feel like when we were debating that best Denver athlete list, you know, I feel like there's probably a little recency bias in there because Larry Walker is a pretty recent addition to the Hall of Fame.
True.
You know? Yeah. And at that time, Todd Helton was not a Hall of Famer. Now he is. We can always go back and redo that list. And put Todd Helton at number one.
I think Walker, Carol, where was Walker on that list? Was he like 9 or 10?
I think he ended up 10. Yeah, I think he barely cracked our top 10.
And then
10.
Helton was in the teens. I'm still
was Helton number
17?
Which would have been appropriate. I feel like he wouldn't have complained.
We should have put him at 17. I'm going to hit a quick break real quick. I want to ask you about the top Todd Helton moments as a Rocky because... Mm. There's a couple that I've seen people throw out there, but in my opinion, there's a clear number one. I want to get your take on that.
Okay.
On the other side here.
I think I know exactly what you're going to ask, but yeah, do your thing, Harrison.
All right. DraftKings Sportsbook, the NBA season is in full swing. And when I can't get enough of the action on the court, I spice things up betting on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. Right now, new customers can bet $5. Get $200 instantly in bonus bets when you're betting on the NBA. And there's a big Nuggets game tomorrow. Nuggets 76ers, Susie.
Yeah. I'm excited
Philly
for it.
Philly is in town. Not going to tell everybody who you'll be rooting for. but I'm going to check the line on DraftKings Sportsbook here real quick. It right now is Nuggets minus... 3. Interesting line. You can bet on DraftKings Sportsbook. You can download the app, sign up with code DNVR, bet $5 on the NBA, get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.1800gambler.net in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problems with gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after assurance. See dkng.com/basketball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources. All right, back here on the Denver Sports Podcast, Harrison Wind and Susie Hunter talking about Todd Helton. Gets into the Hall of Fame earlier this week. Ceremony's in July, I believe.
Yes, ceremony, the induction ceremony in Cooperstown is July 21st. Just one of the dates to kind of keep on the back burner, because that'll be really exciting.
It'd be incredible. Yeah, I can't wait. But it was cool how he gets the call, officially gets in, and then is in Cooperstown the next day.
He's flying all over. So he was at his home in Knoxville for the announcement. Mm-hmm. And
that was such a cool video. I don't know if you guys saw it. Him getting the call and just like the raw emotion. And Todd Helton's never one to be super emotional, but you could feel it in that moment.
And like, so Todd Helton, you could like kind of feel him like kind of holding it in. Cause like he is so stoic and it is so hard to get those emotions out of him, but he answered the call itself. Like he was like confirming a doctor's appointment. He was like, yeah, great.
I know.
Okay. And then it gets emotional. He's hugging his family.
He was on the phone for so long. I'm like, how long does it take to tell him he made the Hall of Fame?
What are they saying to him? He's like, okay, great.
Yes, I can make that. Yep.
We will get to ask him this because, of course, a lot of travel right now. He already went to Cooperstown. He and the other Hall of Fame electees were there. And he will be at Rockies Fest tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll actually get to ask him those questions. I do want to ask, okay, what were they saying on the other end of that phone call that took so long?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing they're like, so you're going to come to Cooperstown and do this. But like, can they not do that on a later call? Does they have to pack everything into the same phone call?
That whole day was so dramatic too, because the announcement itself was like way more dramatic than it needed to be. I felt like I was living in a movie.
Yeah. Actually, Kale, do you have the video of Susie reacting to Todd Helton making the Hall of Fame? Can we play that really quick? You guys got to see this.
And our third and final member of the class of 2024 played his entire 17-year career while wearing number 17 for the... Yeah!
I'm like so got much nervous right now. Yeah, I'm glad that was recorded because I blacked out. I blacked out because I was so excited.
So when they say he played his entire 17, why can't they just say Todd Helton?
Oh my gosh. And Josh Rawlich, listen, he built the drama this year, but he introduced, Adrian Beltre was the first one introduced. He mm-hmm. also got like a ridiculous amount of votes. And then the next guy, he was like, all right, this guy played his entire career for one team and we get all excited and it's Joe Mauer. He played his whole career for the Twins. And then, of
incredible
course,
delivery by this guy. Just,
oh, he was cooking. He was cooking. And then finally we get to, all right, we have one last guy. And that is what you can, if you really listen to the video of what was going on in the bar, you can hear, you can hear everyone's like stomach drop. And then they said 17. And I was like, okay, I know where this man is going. Yeah. Say the name. All right, now I'm going to lose my mind. And I lost my damn mind, as you can see from that video. Awesome.
When you think back to all the incredible moments Todd Helton had as a Rocky, is there one that stands above the rest that you automatically think of?
You know what? I think there's one that everyone thinks of, and that is that fake out at first base.
That's one of them.
No, I think everyone thinks of that one catch that got the Rockies to their first World Series.
Of course.
And that is a moment that is going to be iconic in Rockies history and Denver history forever. Because right now, that is the kind of peak of what the Rockies have accomplished so
far. Absolutely.
So it's a big deal, but it's also really cool that it's that moment is with a guy who is a forever Rockies legend.
That's the moment I think of, mm-hmm. absolutely. 10 times out of 10, when he catches the ball at first base, final out against the Diamondbacks, and they clinch the World Series. That is just such a Todd Helton moment. The emotion that he rarely shows, like mm-hmm. we were just talking about on the phone call. He showed more emotion after that catch, I think, than he did in, you know, his entire career combined up until that point. All the time he spent playing for the Rockies, all the losses, maybe going to another team, just staying in Colorado the whole time and building up to that moment mm-hmm. and just letting it all out. And then the interview afterward, I actually just watched that recently when I forget who's doing the interview, but he's like, you guys used 12 pitchers or however many it was. How'd you win that game? And he just looks at the camera and he's like, I don't know. I have no idea how we won that game. That is an incredible interview, but that's the moment for me. That's the moment.
Listen, I just love Todd Helton's style of humor where it's so dry, yeah, but he's so going to keep it real. Yeah.
I did see some people saying the home run against the Dodgers off Saito.
Oh.
I think it was early in the Rocktober run.
Yeah.
I think he had a walk-off homer. A lot of people put that up there with like Helton's greatest moments.
That's a good moment right there.
I think it was, the context is like the Rockies had never gotten a hit off this guy. He was one of the best closers in the league at that point, and Helton hit a huge homer off him against the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. The hidden ball trick. That was a good
love
one.
Love the hidden ball trick. That's the funniest one.
That's so Helton too, right? Just casual, you know?
And like, I feel like you have to like have a certain type of personality to like pull that off without getting your ass kicked.
You have to have a certain type of just casualness and cool to you.
Yeah.
You know?
He's cool enough to pull it off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The fact that Todd Helton just played for the Rockies, how cool is that to you?
It's so cool. And, you know, it's really cool to think about now, especially because we've seen, you know, maybe some notable players ask to get out. So the fact that he told ownership, no, I want to stay here. Please don't trade me if you really don't have to. And he got to stay. So shout out to the Red Sox for, you know, not playing ball and giving up everything the Rockies wanted for that trade.
Do you know what that trade was going to be?
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. We were talking about it on the Helton show.
Because Troy Rank had the tweet the other night about how there was a potential trade of Todd Helton to the Red Sox.
Yep.
And Todd Helton, he never wanted to leave the Rockies, you know, but if the Rockies want to make the trade, it seems like he was going to let it happen.
Yeah.
But it just never happened.
You don't have a ton of choice when it comes to a situation like that. So here, this is according to The Athletic, put out a great article about this just a week ago. So the Rockies wanted from the Red Sox Craig Hansen and Manny Del Carmen. And the Red Sox wanted to keep both. So then the Rockies were like, okay, like, how about if we get, like, at least one of these prospects? So they wanted John Lester, Jacoby Ellsbury. Daniel Bard was on the list of prospects that they wanted, a guy who went through his own journey and somehow ended up with the Rockies anyway. And it's crazy to, like, see these names and to, like, think about a world where before the 2007 season, Todd Helton ends up with the Red Sox and, like, imagine it's the same World Series matchup and, like, we're playing against this, like, guy who could have been a legend.
God, that would have been so awkward.
You know what? This is one of the cases, like, we talk about all the sliding door moments in Rockies history and, like, this is where this went wrong. This is where that went wrong. That is a moment where I think things went right.
Man, that's crazy to look back on.
It is crazy. It's crazy to look back on and think, wow, this could have been a very, very different season. I don't know if the Rockies do Rocktober without him, without Todd Helton.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
That's crazy.
Yeah, crazy to think about, but we don't have to live in that hypothetical world because that trade fell apart. It was so funny. There's a great Clint Hurdle quote in there, too, that was like, yeah, like, thinking about that, I wanted to throw up. I'm like, yeah, me too.
Him just playing his whole career for the Rockies, like, that means so much, and I'm sure it means so much to him. Do you know what Todd Helton's doing right now?
Like, right at this moment?
Just for life?
For, like, life?
Is he just chilling, or what?
He actually is. He's still part of the Rockies organization. He's a special assistant to the general manager. So he actually, I think in 2021, he actually was at an Isotopes game in that dugout and got thrown out of the game. Really? It was about a pitch clock violation. So it was just like, what is that? And then he got thrown out. I wasn't there for it. So we've only just heard the stories about it, but yeah, he's still around.
That's really cool.
And I think he might be the reason why we are drafting so many dudes from the state of Tennessee.
He's like,
like, a lot of dudes.
He's like, Bill Schmidt, I got this guy. I got this guy in Tennessee, and then I got this other guy, and then I got this other guy. And
yeah, most of our draft picks this year were from the state of Tennessee or went to Tennessee.
That's so funny.
It's really weird. Yeah. So I don't know. I hope it works out. I hope it works out for us. We'll find out in a couple of years.
That's so funny. What do you think your emotions are going to be when he's actually making the Hall of Fame speech in Cooperstown come July?
I mean, by that time, I'm sure it'll have settled in for him. I'm looking forward to just hearing his thoughts, you know, far removed from, like, the shock of the announcement. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could be more emotional than I was at the bar on Tuesday. We'll find out. I'll be really excited. Hopefully we get to go out there. But, man, I'll get goosebumps all over again. I know it.
Who are some of your favorite kind of players from that era of the Rockies?
Oh my God. This is a tough one for me, honestly, because, like, I didn't live here.
Yeah.
it was a fun time, though. It was a real fun time. Todd Helton just was the man, even as a person on the East Coast who was hearing it from a very different angle. Cause of course, like, I was surrounded by Red Sox fans during that World Series. It was terrible. They're disgusting.
Yeah.
But man, like Todd Helton, still that dude.
Yeah.
Still that dude.
All right, I'm going to hit another break. I want to ask you about what to expect from the Rockies this year, though.
Yeah.
Because
let's
they
talk
got
about it.
Some exciting young players, a young core that's forming.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get your take on it.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, if you're looking for tickets for concert shows, sporting events, check out the Game Time app. They got these great last minute ticket deals. Tickets for Rockies games this year, Nuggets, Avs, whatever you need, Game Time has you covered. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code DNVR for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply, but again, create an account, redeem code DNVR for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the start of the event and even an hour after it starts. It's the place for last minute seats. They got these exclusive flash deals as well. Sponsored deals too for football tickets, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy shows, theater, much, much more. So download the Game Time app today. If you use code DNVR, you're going to get $20 off your first purchase. Create an account, redeem code DNVR for $20 off the Game Time app. Also, shout out to Breck Brew, the official beer of DNVR. The beer of the month here at the DNVR bar. Still the Christmas ale.
No.
Still the.
It can't be.
It actually is.
It can't
yeah,
be.
It is. I think we're almost out of it. January 26th, it's still the Christmas ale. You can get it for $6 for 4 more days here at the DNVR bar. If you don't know where to get Breck Brew, check out their beer locator online. Just type in your zip code. Shows you exactly where to get Breckenridge Brewery, no matter where you are. Breck Brew, the official beer of DNVR. All right, back here on the Denver Sports Podcast, Harrison Wind and Susie Hunter talking Todd Helton and the Hall of Fame. He gets in earlier this week. Second Rocky to go in. It's going to be him and Larry Walker in there. Their busts are going to be shining in Cooperstown. I just had to say that word.
What a beautiful way to put it, Harrison.
I just had to say it. This year's Rockies team.
Yeah.
What are you excited about?
I am so excited that these young guys are going to have some room to start playing. And listen, I know people are frustrated, like, oh, the Rockies didn't sign anyone this offseason. You know, they signed some pitchers, but other than that, I'm like, we got to let these guys just like have the room to come up to the majors. And already I think our outfield is shaping out real nice because we have some great defenders out there. Nolan Jones, who has just been great offensively and defensively. And then of course, Brenton Doyle, a rookie who walked away from the season with a gold glove.
Mm-hmm.
He's still working on hitting a little bit. We'll see where he's at when the season starts, but that itself is so exciting.
Mm-hmm. So they got a nice young core. Kind of a young core.
Don't forget about Ezekiel Tovar, too. I mean, like, I feel like...
Well, I think he's the third member of that young core, maybe.
I think he's the king of that core because he is... people, I think, don't even realize he played almost every day at Coors Field this season. And that was his first full season. The only days he missed out there were when his son was born.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also 22 years old, by the way. So he is so young. He's going to be here for a long time. And he's going to be an amazing shortstop for us.
So we got some nice, young, exciting players. I mean, some of them were pretty good last season. They're probably going to be a little better this year.
Mm-hmm.
Expectations for the team, though. Is this still going to be another down year?
I think it's going to be up from last year, but I don't think
that's progress.
I don't think we're going to be quite at 500 ball like Dick Monfort was telling us last year. I think we're still not maybe going to quite be there, but anything's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think don't get your expectations too high, people, but also like, I think it'll be better. It will be better.
But I think what you want to look for as a fan, mm-hmm. if you're rooting for a bad baseball team, is there something that we're building towards? And I actually, based off what you said, you know, based off watching the Rockies last year and just following some of these young guys, there's actually something of substance like in the water right now that mm-hmm. they are building with. And I don't think that was like the case the last couple years, you know, where they're throwing big money at Chris Bryant, they're throwing big money at other free agents and like trying to get some big names in the door. The fact that they actually seem like they're building organically and slowly in the right way that a team in the position of the Colorado Rockies has to build, that's actually what I think you would want to see as a fan. You want to see some semblance of a plan.
Yes.
And from the outside looking in, I actually feel like I can see some semblance of a plan just when you're talking about those three guys and that kind of being the model mm-hmm. to build forward with the next couple of years.
Yeah. You know, you hope that there's a plan. You hope that general manager Bill Schmidt has his hands on the wheel. But it like also worries me that like ownership, Dick Monfort has yet to use the word rebuild when this is clearly a rebuild. So that is what worries me. I'm like, well, who, what does the owner of this thing think is going on? That is what concerns me, but it really does seem like we're going in a much better direction. Because it seemed like, you know, maybe some previous GMs were swerving all over the road.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Pitching wise, what do we got this year?
Oh my gosh. Well, we got some guys recovering from Tommy John. That is a big one. Herman Marquez and Antonio Senzatella, who are absolute rocks of this rotation. We're not going to have them until at least after the All-Star break, but the Rockies did go out. They made a trade with Cleveland, and that worked well last year because we got Nolan Jones out of it. But this year, Cal Quantrill, we have a new starter in him, and he's coming off the worst season of his career, but I mean, nowhere to go but up, right? No, the Rockies love a bounce back player. The Rockies taking a dude who is having a rough time, being like, come on, this is a safe space. Let's just like rebuild you.
Yeah.
The Rockies also signed free agent Dakota Hudson, who has previously been in the Cardinals organization for his whole career. I think he's pretty solid. I am curious to see how his stuff plays at altitude, but we're going to have some stuff to pay attention to. Ryan Feltner was a starter last year, and then, of course, he was out most of the season after that horrible, horrible skull fracture. Mm. And I see him. He is in Arizona. He's been in Arizona all off season. He is training. He is building himself back up to be a starter. He is so young, but he... I think he's got a real chance to dazzle, and also we'll need him. So he really needs to get himself better. That's what we got going on. Don't forget about Kyle Freeland. He'll still be around. And
Mr. Colorado
himself. He'll be at Rockies Fest too. So I'm very excited.
There's some exciting things to get to look forward to for sure with this team. I do feel like a lot of this year will just kind of revolve around Todd Helton though. Mm-hmm. The ceremony, I'm sure he's going to be at Coors Field a lot. They've got his retired number already, mm-hmm. but I'm sure there's just going to be a lot of celebration and stuff.
Well, the next step is putting the gold ring around that retired that's number, right. like Larry Walker has, to signify he is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
So that's the next ceremony. I'm assuming they'll have that ready for August 17th is the day that they're going to celebrate Todd's induction into the Hall of Fame at Coors Field.
That's fitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the only 17th of any month that is a home game on a Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was the only option. They're not going to do it on a weekday. Hey, come on.
It worked out perfectly.
It worked out.
Susie, who's the next Rocky to make it into the Hall of Fame?
Oh, my gosh.
Is he born yet?
I don't know. Like, if we're going to look at longevity, maybe, I don't know, like Charlie Mockman, he'll make a ballot.
Tulowitzki is... on the ballot, I think, next year?
Yeah, let's check.
I think I might have seen that somewhere.
So, yeah, Matt Holliday was also on this current ballot. Matt Holliday was on the ballot. He won't be on the next one. But Tula will be on the next one.
I don't think Tula's going to make it.
He's too injured, too broken.
Yeah.
They named the Backus and Shanker phone number after him because he's so injured at work.
I've never heard that before.
I say it all the time on my show, unfortunately.
That's so good. That's another thing about... Baseball Hall of Fame voting, you can only spend a certain amount of time on the ballot.
Yeah, so if you don't get 5%, you will not make it to the next ballot.
Wow. So Holliday did not get over 5%.
He got 0.4 4%.
What is that, like one
he
vote?
He got like two public votes, I think. Maybe one.
Damn.
Yeah, it's kind of, I feel bad. But it's okay. You know what? He gave birth to a, he gave birth. He didn't give birth, but you know, his son is a future Hall of Famer, probably. Okay. Jackson Holliday is pretty exciting. Can't wait to see him debut. He has not debuted yet. Yet here I am calling him a future Hall of Famer. I need to reel it in.
Susie, any final thoughts on Todd Helton making the Hall of Fame and everything around it?
You know, I think Rockies fandom, I think the Rockies organization too, needed something like this, because the Rockies are coming off a season worse than any other season they've had. They've never lost more than 100 games, lost 103 last year. So without this, it would be really hard to stay positive about Rockies fandom. So I think with everything we've seen go down with the Rockies in the past couple of years, we needed this. And Helton deserved it. Like, I know it's not about us, but let's make it about us.
Vibes with the Rockies are good right now. Todd Helton makes the Hall of Fame. We got this nice young core, big three heading into next season. I'm excited to honor Todd Helton because I love the guy. He's, you know, Mr. Rocky for me. He's who I think of when I think of the Rockies. So I'm excited for all the events to follow.
Me too. Me too. And if you're out at FanFest, if you're out around McGregor Square during the Nuggets Sixers game at 4:17 p.m., that is when they're going to celebrate Todd Helton in McGregor Square. I can't imagine it'll be a long one because it's like 40 minutes before sunset. So
everything has to involve a 17.
If there's no 17, like, get the hell out of here. What are we doing?
All right, Susie, thanks so much for giving me some time hopping on the Denver Sports Podcast this week. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, thanks for tuning in. Throw us a quick thumbs up. If you're viewing on YouTube, leave us a review if you're listening to this as a podcast as well. We'll be back next week with another guest. Talk to you then.